Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. All right, everybody. For this week's episode, we're pulling back the curtain on the Trust and Surrender with Time Awakening series, which was very powerful and very potent based on everybody's feedback. I never know what I'm going to be kind of teaching or how the sessions are going to go until I'm in them. And this one was particularly powerful. So the first call is usually a deeper clearing. The second one is a continuation of that. And then by the third time, the third call in these series is usually a pretty powerful activation. So I'm going to be showcasing several different clips because it was such a powerful invitation for people to expand their awareness on what trust and surrender is. And particularly with the third call where I really break down how to collapse timelines and how to actually manipulate the structure of time using a very specific sequence. So without further ado, let's get into this first clip.
Surrender and trust with time. Very important topic. One of the most important things we can do on our paths to becoming more of who we truly are is understand how we are rendering ourselves in space-time. I know you guys have heard me talk about this a lot, but it was something I didn't really understand for a long time until I was introduced to torsion field physics and really understanding the mechanics of how time creates itself as a mental construct and where we get tripped up along the way. Just pay attention to the center of your body and how dead center you are within it, within whatever you're sitting, standing, or lying down on. Noticing the quality of the light, the texture of the air. On my end, casting this band of frequencies that you all kind of attune yourself to. And once you all sing in a harmonic resonance, that's like a chorus. Everyone is at different tonalities right now. I'll be able to more efficiently clear what we're going to clear tonight, which has to do around obstacles regarding trust, trust of self, why it's so hard to surrender, and where we get tripped up with time. I'm going to kind of stack these clearings because I have to work on self-trust first before we can actually start bending and manipulating time, which will be towards the later part of the series, the third call. I'm just going to build on the mechanics and the ideas. So these first two calls, we're clearing, building upon that, activations, expansion, and then kind of playing in the field, so to speak. When you start to really pick up momentum and you can feel like you are, like you're up against an edge, you're up against yourself, and you kind of move into those contractions, and they get really, really sticky, that is because there is something that is pulling you. You are literally getting vortexed into yourself. That is what this work does. And eventually that momentum picks up so much speed and you get vortexed so fast and so quickly into yourself that you couldn't even stop it if you wanted to. You just couldn't. It's everyone who's signed up for frequency work. The train has already left the station, honey. You're going to change whether you like it or not. That's the good news. The tricky news is if you don't let go, you'll get dragged for a while. This is where the surrender piece comes in. Paying attention to the center of your body, specifically the belly button. Upper chest, so the sternum, all the way down to the belly button. Imagine there's a line going from the, let's say, sternum, center of the heart space area down to the belly button. That'll be good enough. Just going to force you into the zero point of view even more. Your spirit body's arm's length all the way around you. That's the spiral, let's say, for this visual. If you can't see anything, it's fine. If you don't feel anything in these calls, also fine. I didn't feel anything for years. I didn't see shit for years. I just used the sense that I felt was the strongest first. And then that sense actually produced the visual. Let me say that again. For those of you who are more knowing, you have a deeper intuition, that sense. Let's say you have a feeling, or you can see, but you don't know yet. Okay. Use the strongest sense that you have to validate yourself and create a second form of validation for yourself. And it's kind of shedding, letting go of like dust and debris, all these old information that's not you. Just clarifying, kind of washing up and cleaning up the layers. The zero point of view, the dead center. So when I talk about being vortexed into yourself, ascension has nothing to do with hierarchy, misnomer. It's actually infinitely in, like a intention. I don't know if that's a word, but it's infinitely in. When you learn how to really master the reality or the mechanics of space-time is what predicates, that mastery predicates how expansive you can truly become and how really far and wide you can go within yourself. And when you can sit with yourself, that is a superpower. Like really, really sit with yourself, like have nothing going on. And you're just hanging out with your environment, completely in deep levels of observation, not disassociation, not disengaged, but you're just with your environment so deeply. You get so deeply taken over by the presence is when literally you blow the construct of the fourth dimension. That's where you start to really play and bend with time, because you actually don't realize you're truly present until you realize you're like, wow, I've really been sitting here a long time doing nothing. So something comes in to kind of evaluate that you've been in that isness space for a while. But when you can do that, and when you can hold that, is when you're really, and you can be with yourself comfortably with nowhere to go and nothing to do, you're in a really good place.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media, because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.